Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Jay Minks, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity, with the Insperity Invitational, the 15th tournament, Heart in Houston, Woodlands, Texas, Hard Body Houston. Full disclosure, Insperity is my presenting sponsor. I don't mind telling you that at all. Glad, very happy to tell you that. Jay joins me a couple of three times during the year, but especially during the tournament. You've been great to be here, Jay. Thanks for that. Thanks for all that you guys do for so many. I see it, folks. Last 15 years, I've seen what you guys do, the difference you make. And corporate America, the benevolence of corporate America is alive and well in Insperity.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we believe in that. Give back to the community. It's part of the really being a good corporation, we feel like.
Yeah.
And we are recognized for it. We've been recognized here in Houston by the Chronicle as a best place to work for the last 2 years,
yeah,
in a large category. So, and we've had 84 times around the country been recognized as the best place to work. And so part of that is we actually pay our employees to volunteer during the year. Mm-hmm. And because we think it makes it a better employee, and it certainly impacts the community in a way that beats everything else.
Well, and to be very pragmatic about it, that converts right to the bottom line, doesn't it?
Well, you like to think so.
It does.
And it does.
People want to be productive, and they want to be treated right. And if you put those two things together, you get success.
We call it discretionary effort.
Well, I mean, it's like a peace dividend. It's a benevolence dividend.
But it's so hard for some companies to do that because you have to invest first. You don't reap until you sow.
You have to plant the seeds first.
Right? That's right. And sometimes it requires some faith and dollars to do it.
Right.
So, and discipline.
And it's not a chia pet. It's an apple tree, right?
Right.
It takes a few years for the fruit to come off.
Or it's a pecan tree. We have to spray with dormant oils all the time. Keep the bugs from eating them up.
Jay, one of the things I wanted you to talk about in this segment is something I'm seeing out there that I want to get your opinion on. We've got an ironic situation right now at a time when people are worried about robots taking over, machines taking over, technology taking over our jobs. We've got a dearth of qualified people in the marketplace right now at the level of millions of unavailable jobs going wanted, good jobs, including 2 million manufacturing jobs. And it's getting to the point where some people are saying this economy could not grind to a halt, I won't say that, but be held back.
Right.
We could maybe get 3.5% growth when, if we had enough qualified workers in those jobs, we could maybe get 4% growth.
Yeah, of course, we have a big recruiting arm that is out there all the time looking for folks. And it gets back to what kind of company is recruiting, because people want to work for companies that get recognized for the things we just talked about, right? So personally, we're not having a problem as a company ourselves, but what we've seen with our client base is we've always had a pretty steady growth, pretty solid, predictable growth in our client base of just expansion in the client base. Mm-hmm. And that number got cut in half in the last few years. And the irony, it can't escape you, as you mentioned, because here you have an expanding economy better than we've had in the period back there. And we're thinking, we'll actually see more growth.
Finally out of the lost decade.
Right. And even though it's happening, it's not happening to the extent that we would have normally seen it. Mm-hmm. So it's playing out everywhere.
Small businesses are saying all the time right now, we can't grow anymore until we get more people.
Well, you've seen that in your surveys. You see that how the surveys have changed. Where it was health care?
Yeah.
It was all these things.
Now it's
it's the worker.
We polled our audience this last week, and 75% of them said that they either could not find people, or they'd given up, or they were lower their standards, or something. 75% had one of those answers. Only 25% said they were finding enough people.
Right.
And what I'm concerned about, and what I'm concerned about for small businesses, for your clients, is that they're going to start getting poached by some of the big companies.
Yeah.
If you got a good, if you got a really good employee, a key employee, you better love them up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're right, because it's the resources that the big companies have go beyond what the small businesses have in terms of acquiring people, because they can go ahead and pay a higher bonuses. We're paying bonuses sometimes up front, you know, for particularly for our salespeople. That's an area that's really lean.
I was going to ask you about the that's your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
how's that looking out there for sales?
It's grueling. I mean, to get the world, because we're expanding. You know, we're opening offices all over the country all the time, and we're looking for those people, and we find them, but you know, successful salespeople, they're selling somewhere. They're happy. Mm-hmm. You know, you're trying to mm-hmm. you don't want to bring somebody in that hasn't got the experience. We acquire a lot of experience to do what we do. So it's just hard. And I think the irony, again, you mentioned about the robots. You know, I was at Chicago or somewhere at the airport there, and I'm backing out and I'm seeing these guys painting the side of this, you know, the jetway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, that's a job for a robot to do, mm-hmm. right? To me, it seems like anything that's menial or repetitive, humans shouldn't be doing it. Let humans do something that creates innovation and challenges them, and that's maybe the paradigm that has to be shifted. You know, nobody wants a job. The job is trading money for a time, and that's the lowest form of work there is on the planet. Mm-hmm. People want to make a difference, and so we have to create a way for people to come back out of the dark that have escaped out there. They're, you know, men 45 to 65, you know, that are out there, they're hiding, making, I don't know what, I guess watching TV, I guess, but
there's people out there. There's almost a lost generation.
No question.
In the last 10, 12 years that, as you say, they're probably 50s, early 60s.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lost generation.
Right.
No question about it. Insperity.com, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Meeks is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. He and I will be right back after these messages. More to come on our show, broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitation.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.